When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, don't be alarmed. This is Craig filling in this week on the main feed with a brand new Magic Tavern episode. The mysterious man is busy doing something mysterious. Ooh. If I know him, he went for a spontaneous bredicure. It's like a pedicure, except instead of getting your nails done, you eat bread. Anyway, you're in good hands with me. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. No, hey, baby. Arnie, is that how I respond,
Arnie,
to that?
Arnie, please. I'm trying to talk to someone at the bar.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I moved to the bar. I'm set up at the bar today. Are you... Okay. Oh, you are putting the moves on. Okay, I'll be cool. Is it all right, though, if I just record you putting the moves on this person?
No, I think that makes me look cool because they don't know what a microphone is.
Yeah, in this world, they still think men with podcasts have good dating potential.
Yes. Oh, Arnie, will you be my talent man?
Yes. What is that? I mean, I know I immediately made an assumption about what that meant, but I think I'm going to need you to explain it just in case.
Sure. So if you picture like an eagle's foot, it can grasp, but the talons, they have talons, and those help sort of like secure whatever they're grabbing onto.
Explanation of the talon part of it.
Yeah.
What's the metaphoric, like, you want me to grab this woman and hold her?
No, no. And she heard you, and she's walking away.
Hi, Belle, sorry, baby.
There's got to be a better name for that. Talon man.
Yeah. Wing.
Helmet.
Wing. Dude.
Wing? Arnie, I'm a badger. We'll figure it out. Arnie, okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's nice. I'm setting up here at the bar for once. Usually we're over that table over there, but... being over here is a little bit more where the action is.
Yeah, we're in the thick of it. Look at all this. It's so wet. Is it okay if your laptop gets wet?
Ooh, that's probably bad. Should we move back to our table?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sorry. Usador.
Yes?
We're doing the podcast.
Right, I'm at the table.
Oh, shit. Look, John, let's make him feel like he was wrong. Okay, all right, I guess we'll do it at the table for once.
Ugh.
Hey, what?
Usually we do this at the bar.
What do you mean? Don't we usually do it at the table?
Every week we're at the bar. We say this very bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I am joined by
I'm pretty sure we are at the table.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure we are at the table for 9.5 years.
Well, let's bar this conversation, Arnie. We'll bar it for another time.
Exactly. All right. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? My other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges. And I am known throughout the Northeast as Gaswinius Maystar.
Dumpy our
and
daddy
lo,
boy.
In these dark and uncertain times.
And low?
Where wizards amass power and form city-states, we must rise up and make sure that the world is safe for freedom and hope and beauty.
Arnie, I caught a new name. Did you catch that?
What?
He said his usual names, and then he said, and low.
Oh.
I never really caught that one before. Low.
Low?
Yeah, who calls
Great
you
band.
Who calls you low?
Well, I'm known to many of the dieters in Foon as Sweet and Low.
Ooh. Mm. That's splendid.
The dieters are real flirty with you. Have you never noticed that?
I have noticed that, and I find them quite becoming.
So, Chen and I have been doing a thing where he'll pay attention to the first half of what you say, and I'll pay attention to the second half. The thing I latched onto in the second half of what you said was the wizards are creating city-states?
Oh, yes, amassing power and becoming more and more authoritarian in their ways. It's despicable the way they have composed themselves. I'm embarrassed that I was ever a part of their order.
Yeah.
In fact, I shall make a pact with a League of Dragons and with seven angels to ensure that Foon is safe for the rest of all time.
That fucking rules. A League of Dragon and seven angels? How many is a league? 20,000?
21.
21,000 or 21?
Just 21.
So seven dragons, 21. Okay. Can you go over 21 dragons? Or is that a bust, like if you try and corral them all?
A league isn't up or down, it's a cross.
Well, you have to get a league is, you have to get a group of 21. So if you have two leagues, that'd be 42.
Mm-hmm. No, I know how that works. I know how math works.
If you had other numbers, I mean, I guess you could imagine dragons if you wanted different numbers of things, but...
Guys, I don't say this often.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't say this often. I'm so sorry. Can we please stop talking about this?
Whoa. Wow.
Oh, that's a good idea. You should say that all the time.
I know.
Arnie putting the... what's the word he uses? Kibosh on this. Wow, that's crazy. Let's bar it. Let's bar the conversation for another time.
It's just getting math heavy, and I was almost starting to
put a sword in it.
I was tempted to ask, like, municipal questions about what a city-state is, but, maybe we should just get to our guest. He was recommended highly to me. Apparently, he's very famous, and that could maybe bump up our cred a Foon side.
Ooh, there are a lot of people at the bar swarming around someone.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if we can bring him over here. He's a knight. So be cool.
Okay.
I think those are important. We haven't had many knights on the show. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Okay.
I'll be cool. No, lots of knights.
Excuse me, sir knight, we're ready for you if you're ready for us.
Oh, what is up? Hey, whoa, look at this gnarly old man. That is a rocking beard, my dude.
Oh, thank you. I grew it myself.
And a little talking bear. What's up? Give me some steel. And a giant talking bear. What's up, man?
Yeah, well, that's fair. I've been called worse.
Close enough.
Oh, look at you guys freaking out. Can't believe it. Yep.
Whoa, he is cool. He's sitting on his horse backwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the only way to ride it, man. Otherwise, you got their heads all bopping up into your nethers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's strange, man.
Makes sense. I never really thought about it.
Otherwise, you ride it from the back, baby.
It seems like all these young people in the bar this evening are very enthralled with your presence.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They all came out to see the Diggity! Woo!
Diggity. Arnie, I'm not familiar with this knight.
Sir Diggity?
We usually don't have that many young people in the tavern. It's usually kind of old, sad drunks.
Yeah, this is a party here. The babes are out. I want to thank you guys for having me on. Whatever this thing is, this is going to be great.
Oh, yeah, this is, sir, this is a podcast. It's sort of, it's hard to describe. It sort of goes up into the air and then almost like pollen spreads throughout the land.
Oh, wow, nice. Well, I am excited to be the bee. That is me. My name is Sir Gawain Diggity, and, hold on a second. This thing is jangling like crazy on my side. He won't shut up. Okay, is it okay if I pull my sword out? He wants to say something.
As long as you're not going to attack us, that's fine.
As long as it's not a euphemism.
No. No, man. That's all under a bunch of steel. You know what I mean? This it's an actual talking sword.
Oh,
is what I'm trying to say.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Take a look at this guy. Here we go. What do you want, man? I'm trying to be with the people. You're bugging me, jingling and jangling around.
Yeah, because I'm hungry. Can you feed me, please? No. Please.
Oh, hungry sword.
Guys, does your sword eat, Sir Gawain?
What a sword eats is a little thing we like to call blood.
I eat blood.
It's run through all of us.
Either any of these three buffoons will do. Just stab one of them, please, and I can go back to sleep.
No. Not it.
Hang on.
These are friends, man. You only stab foes. I need to go on another adventure or something because he is starving and he's grouchy.
You only stab foes. I don't discriminate. Just stab him in the gut. That won't hurt.
Come on.
This is my awesome magical sword. People say he's the reason I am as great as I am. I like to differ because I think I'm pretty awesome regardless. But ladies and gentlemen, meet the... he has like a really cool name and I always forget it. I just call him Clatters.
My name is the Mystic Sword of Khaldu, the former sword of the great knight Sir Tartoon Nobleback. At his service, sadly. But yes, gaze upon me.
Sir Tartoon Nobleback?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, Arnie, the tales of Sir Nobleback are well known throughout Foon. I try to... bring him into my quest, where it must have been nearly 100 years ago now. And he turned me down outright. He said he was too busy defeating demons from the 7th level of hell.
Oh, he was a giant snore, man. You know, he would never, be with the babes. He took some vow or something like that. I'm like, why are we doing this to slay babes?
I will cut your tongue. Say no more. Say no more.
No, ease up, Clatters.
Is a Hall of Famer. He's a legend.
Clatters, I want to apologize. You were in the middle of saying your full name, and Usador interrupted you. And
this show before.
I was going to say, Arnie and I have never done that to Usador. Yeah. Clatters, did you have any more to your title, to your name?
First of all, my name is not Clatters.
I don't care.
That's what Diggity calls me.
My apologies.
I prefer the Mystic Sword of Khaldu, and I was referring to Sir Tartoon, Nobleback, beyond that. You can call me the Mystic
Clatters.
Sword of Khaldu.
It's a mouthful, my man. We got to shorten this thing. The world is about what can you consume quickly in your ears, right? People remember Diggity. People remember Clatters. Everything else you just said, I forgot it already.
Yeah.
Boring.
Speaking of mouthful, if you could just plunge me into one of their guts, that will not kill them. Truly.
Ooh.
That's the easiest thing to fix.
Hey, big boy, you look like you're packing a lot. You mind if I nip a finger?
Don't.
Giant talking bear?
Wait, you're asking, you said I'm looking like I'm packing a lot of fingers?
Could be talking to any of us.
No, it looks like you're packing a lot of the red stuff.
Well, Arnie, sure. Are you back on the red potion?
Well, no, I wish. No, but I do have a lot of blood. If that's what you're saying, I think I need it all, or most of it.
What about a tip? Fingertip? Let him munch on a tip.
Usador, is there anybody evil? I mean, look, we probably don't want to make, any just immediate assumptions. But, is there somebody that he can stab?
There are some orcs that have been coming in every night, and they keep taking Rick's lunch money.
Not orcs. Yeah, I mean, I prefer...
He eats a lot of orcs.
That's all we get.
Okay.
When's the last time you ate, Clatters? I kind of forget the last time we were out and about.
It feels like a millennia. I mean, I'm millennium. I don't know. It's been a long time. I'm so hungry.
So sorry.
Yeah, I've been kind of really going from tavern to tavern promoting my brand new mead.
Oh.
It's kind of like an energy mead.
Ooh,
yeah, I got this. Here, everybody take a nice... This is a handcrafted barrel that I've made these myself. Wow. How about that? This is choice. Number one mead in the world.
Well, Sir Gawain Diggity, how do you find time to brew your own ale betwixt your many adventures? You must be going on many adventures to be so famous.
He doesn't. He
my
outsources.
Thing is,
tell him. He doesn't make it himself.
Enough of that. Why Clatters? Why are we always at each other's throat on this thing? Here's the thing. You're right. I've got to be on adventures a lot of time. Have I maybe outsourced the making of this delicious energy mead to some small villagers for a low, low price? Maybe. But I'm not going to stop promoting something awesome or having it done at a low, low price while I continue to go out and spread the great name of Galwayne Diggity.
C-H-O-Y-Z-E. Choice.
Yeah. Huh. What do you think about that? That was my choice on the choice name.
I think this will only mean something to people who have listened for quite some time. Arnie, this tastes like blue perfume, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is...
Yeah, it gets you right in the
tongue.
Wouldn't
drink this. I wouldn't assume that I'm supposed to drink this.
One, do you feel like you're having fun? Two, do you feel your energy going up?
I feel like I'm dying.
That's awesome.
You're supposed to let him answer the first question before you give him the second question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Clatters.
Oh, I have two questions for the Mystic Sword of Caladon. Clatters. Two questions for Clatters. One is, can you just like stab up, I don't want to insult you, can you stab a plant? Will that still kind of...
A plant? Should point to a plant that has blood in it, my man. No. I thought you were going to say like an animal. Yeah, you need an animal.
Okay, just thought maybe like a beet or something.
Giant lizards?
Yeah, sure.
Giant lizards are good. See, here's the thing. If he doesn't want to kill the orcs that are taking Rick's lunch money, maybe we just kill Rick.
No.
There you go. Hey, remove the problem. Yeah. You're smart, old one. I like this guy.
Oh, Gramercy's for thine abulations.
You are very cool, man.
Does it have to be blood? Like, could it just be I won't name specific ones, but could it just be another bodily fluid?
Oh, man. Are you asking if he does water play?
I'm not done. Like, if it would do in a pinch.
Arnie, name a bodily fluid.
I don't want to name all the usual ones that I'm always talking about too much on this show.
I'm
trying to be
just
classy
bile.
About
I'll
it.
I'll do it. I'll help. Bile. How's bile?
Bile, that's fine. A lot of times blood is sort of swirled around in there. And yeah, look, if it's a survivalist situation and I have to go on somebody's urine, for example, I could probably get by in a pinch, but it's not a long-term solution. I want to apologize. I just woke up, so that's partly why I'm so cranky. But
it's
I do, you know, I mean, I would imagine when you wake up, you're probably, I mean, what, one of you bears, you guys hibernate for how long is it?
How long do you hibernate?
About a week at a time.
Six seasons, maybe we've been doing. And we want to apologize to you, Mystic Sword of Caladon, because.
Just call him Clatters. It eases the tongue.
I don't know if we were taking you seriously, but. The fact that you just said urine instead of piss separates you from, I want to say, 100% of the people we've had on the show and us ourselves. So a deep bow to you, Sword.
Oh, he's like that, man. He's very proper. He's always yakking away about the noble thing to do. He's missing the point of just being in the land and being in a party.
I think that's wonderful, Mystic Sword of Caldu. Clatters. I take a knee to you.
Oh.
Do you want me to stab him?
Someone wants to be knighted. You want to?
Oh, am I allowed to do that?
Can I be knighted?
I'm allowed to do it.
Can knights knight knights?
Here's the thing. If I pick Clatters up, he does stuff. All right? Yeah. I'm not really handy with a sword, honestly. Oh. Mm-hmm. Clatters does the stuff. So if I pick him up and he decides to knight you,
the truth is
you.
I take over his arm temporarily from time to time.
Never for anything fun, I'll tell you that.
If he allows.
Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Usador's gonna get freaking knighted.
About time.
Yeah. Piss, shit, come. Yeah.
Arnie!
Hey, man, let's raise some choice. Raise some choice.
To choice!
Oh, Arnie, you were saying how choice tasted.
Yeah, piss, shit, and come.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history, presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So, Sir Gawain Diggity.
Yes, sir.
I like the way you're working.
All diggity. All doubt.
It's a stage name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Oh. He used to perform on the back of a cart. Tell him. I don't need to tell him.
Why? That guy is gone, and from the ashes has risen this awesome knight that people want to be with.
I'm just saying, there's something to lineage, there's something to where you're from, and ancestry, and I don't think that you should throw it all away for, you know, performance.
Here's the thing, for anybody who finds a magical, mystical sword in the woods, they're always going to brag that you're not good enough. All I got to hear about is that old cruddy guy he used to be with, and I'm never good enough. Nothing I do is ever good enough.
Well, what are some of your great deeds, Sir Gawain Diggity? Once you found a magical sword, did you save a kingdom or free some captives from a terrible fate or slay a monster who was terrorizing a town?
Honestly, all three were the first one. I know this for sure. A king and his kingdom were being harassed by this big old dragon.
Sure.
I was wandering around. I say, I'll take care of this thing. I got this awesome sword. We have the biggest party I have ever been a part of. I come to a couple of days later. Apparently, me and Clatters tore this dragon up. Was it all right, Clatters? The dragon was dead. The kingdom was saved. The people loved me. I do not remember a single thing about it because I was rocked.
Yeah. Sir Gawain, I hate to criticize, but I believe the sword prefers to be referred to as the Mystic Sword of Khaldu.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's true. When we talk about lineage, yeah.
I could not get that out of my mouth.
Well, yeah, he can't string a lot of syllables together at once unless he's talking about parties or...
Yes.
No, women.
So you just sort of take over and do these great deeds on his behalf.
If he lets me, but, you know, if he's drunk or unconscious, it's a lot easier to get a heads up from him, I will admit.
So it's a real battle of the wills. Who's in control at any given moment?
I have to go back. The first thing he did when he picked me up was he danced around like he was holding a cane and tippity-tapping along. Just buffoonish behavior. He had no idea how to handle an honorable weapon such as myself.
Oh, brother, you are jealous because I got the moves like Jagger. The magical, mystical elf, Carnu Jagger.
Oh, Arnie, are you familiar with Jagger, the magical, mystical elf? Arnie?
No.
Are you just saying no because you weren't listening, or are you saying no to my question?
Both.
Okay. Well, Jagger, the mystical mini-elf, he's well-known for the art of tippity-tap dance.
Oh, he's great, man. A really cool guy who had a really awesome breakfast food that he never let us eat. You always had to chase him around if he came to your town. If you got him, ooh, man, that's good breakfast.
That was good breakfast.
Goat's head soup, I want to say.
Was it? It was the tastiest like goat head soup I've ever had.
Oh, I love goat's head soup. Arnie, we got to get you some goat's head soup.
No, thank you.
He wears a skin-tight tunic. Oh, it's just, you can see every inch of him.
Is there a real goat head in that? And if so, is there a goat head nearby?
Oh, shit. Mystical Sword of Khaldu, I forgot to ask, what happens if you don't feast? Like, do you get brittle?
Oh, that's a good question. What happens if you don't eat? Do you get off my ass?
Well, honestly, I don't know exactly, because I've never been with somebody who doesn't feed me as
as little as he does, but I can tell you, I feel brittle, I feel rusty, I feel heavy. Even with his weak arms, it's hard to pick me up. I've never had that experience before. Now that you say it, I'm thinking maybe it is the end. Maybe I'm coming up to, you know, the last of my days here. This could be
what?
Critical.
Sir Gawain, you must be concerned. Though it seems that you are sort of a frivolous person in nature, if you wish to continue your fame and your notoriety, it would behoove you to ensure that you're feeding your sword. There's got to be somebody who's up to some evil or some shenanigans in here in the bar tonight.
Yes, that's the spirit.
I don't understand half of the stuff you said about hooves and stuff, but I need to save this sword if I'm going to stay famous. I got to jab you into somebody.
Anybody will do, and it doesn't have to be over and over again. Just one slow, long stroke into the stomach, and then pull it on out. I should be fine for a week.
All right, Clatters. We were going to knight this old guy before.
What if Clatters come over here?
Clatters. Mm. What if, while he's kneeled down to get knighted, you just take an ear or something?
An ear? Yeah.
Take a nip of the old man's ear.
Yeah.
He's not going to miss it. He's been around forever.
Sorry, what were you whispering about there?
Nothing. Hey, you remember how you wanted to be knighted before?
Oh, yes. I would greatly appreciate that honorific being bestowed upon me.
Well, creak those knees down to the floor, old man, because I got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
This is going to take a while.
Oh, I hate these sounds. I hate these noises. Anytime he sits down, anytime he gets up.
He's just walking around in a circle, getting ready to bend down on one knee.
This seems like a good spot.
There he goes. He's finally heading down.
There. Well, now I'm settled and ready to be knighted.
You're back in the chair. Can you get on a knee, please? You gotta be on your knee.
You stood up,
okay,
you walked around, you sat back in the chair. In order to do this correctly, you gotta be on a knee.
It's all right. Can someone just push the chair over in all situations?
Arnie and I got... there you go. We really have to get you a wheel thrown.
There we go. I think I'm ready now. Yeah.
All right. All right, Clatters, do what you gotta do.
If you will allow me to... take over your arm?
Oh, of course, please. Have at it.
Ah, yes, the power. Let me soak in it for just a moment. Yes.
Everyone here is rapt and watching what's about to happen.
Now, I really could plunge.
And of course, the magical tally above the door says 251 watchers. Oh, it's jumped to 325 watchers. We got 500 people watching. Whoa.
Behold, Taverniers! Up and down!
Ooh. Oh, shit! Oh.
Yeah, lap it up, lap it up.
I thought they just sort of tapped you on the shoulder.
How is that, huh? How is that, my boy?
Oh, my God, I feel so much better. Yes, it was a bit of an appetizer, like a single fried shrimp, but it'll do. It'll do. Oh man, I feel like a million gold coins. Thanks.
I'm Sir Isildur now.
What's that again?
Oh right, is he now Sir Isildur?
Shoot, I forgot to do the whole preamble and the rigmarole.
Oh, the ceremony. Yeah. Shit.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I found your ear though. Here you go.
I should have said, I feel terrible. I should have said, we have fried shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned eating a single fried shrimp. I am so sorry. We do have fried shrimp.
Is it alive? What? I can't.
I feel like they, once we start frying them.
It dies when you fry it.
I feel like once, yeah.
Okay. To be fair, I've never actually had a fried shrimp. I've had regular shrimp. Mm-hmm. So. I've seen people eat them. It was more of a metaphor.
Okay.
I'm starting to think maybe you could eat anything you want, Clatters. You just like stabbing things.
Or is that a simile?
I do not know what that means.
Or just a, I don't know.
Your face is like the morning sun. That's a...
Sir Diggity, can I ask, What were, you know, look, I totally appreciate you are now this knight, and maybe you're less interested in what you were before, but I guess I'm just a little curious in the path that brought you to knighthood. Like, what was your life like before your better life now?
Well, I was a squire for my uncle, who was a pretty great knight, and he went out into the magical woods to find this, what's your name again, Cladders?
The Mystical Sword of Khaldûr.
Yeah, that's right. There was a giant who was pestering some town or something like that. He found Cladders sitting in his rock that he was put in to slumber in, and with his great honor, yanked it from the rock. But at the time, I was trying out a new crossbow that I just got, and thwing, thwing, thwoom, oops-a-doops, my uncle's down on the ground, he's dead. But there's old Cladders, I pick him up, he does this big swirl of, like, golden light swirls around me. Suddenly, I'm in, like, awesome armor. I'm, like, taller. I'm a little bit stronger. And that's how you become a knight, I guess.
You're dancing in the streets.
Oh, yes.
I'm just going to stay down here, Arnie.
Oh, that's okay, Isidor. You can lay down there.
Okay.
Oh, he's really gushing there. Get your face in there, Cladders. Get some more of that.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Ah. Mm. Choice. That's choice. That's choice.
So, Sir Diggity, I just want to make sure. You didn't intentionally kill your uncle. It was more of an oopsie-doopsie?
That was a big oopsie-doopsie on my part. He was a great man, and he was a great knight. And now
if
kind
I could
of
interject,
I am.
And I don't want to overstep here, the authorities are still looking at that incident as to whether or not it was an oopsie-doops. So
I would never, ever do something like that on purpose. And anybody who reads these slanderous scrolls against me and my past crimes, quote unquote, are just reading a bunch of
hogwash. I
want to
believe you.
Also, there's a big range between a first degree and a second degree oopsie doops, right? Like
that. Yep. I think the best he can hope for is a man oopsie doops, which is kind of the, you know, you kind of get a slap on the wrist.
Why would everybody be so upset about this oopsie doops when I'm bringing everybody the greatest, highest energy mead you've ever tasted? It's choice, baby.
Ooh. Can I have a choice down here? Ooh. I feel like I need some energy.
Oh, yeah. Let's pour some choice on the wound.
Yeah, here you go.
It's healing. I think it's healing.
Oh, it's bubbling.
It's bubbling.
It's really it's bubbling
fizzing.
Up.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick
That's
break.
Probably the piss shit and come.
Quick break.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law & Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her, and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram, and she has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone, and there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat. About a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Sir Diggity, how did you get so famous? Like, you get this magic, you have a magic sword, you have a magic armor, do you just immediately become famous? I guess I don't know how young knighthood works.
What I have done, what I have seen that no other knight has seen, is that the second I get this awesome sword and I'm doing stuff I've never done before, you know, as soon as I got this thing, I did a backflip. You know what that's like? Here, try it. Get up and try it.
Me?
Arne, yeah. Try it. It's a knight. You said at the top of the interview, respect this guy.
Get up and give yourself a backflip.
Maybe I'm secretly really good at this.
Get up and give yourself. Oh, wow.
Oh, two on the floor. What the fuck?
Two on the floor.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Arne,
pour that
now how do you feel?
Pour that meat on me.
No, there you go. No, here's some choice, bro.
Oh, it's awful.
Now, that feeling you just got. I mean, I couldn't believe how wondrous I was. So I went from town to town, and I just started doing all these great feats, throwing these big, giant parties. Suddenly, people in towns are like, hey, will you, go around town to town, tell everybody my horse is the best horse? I'm like, heck yeah, give me some cash. Will you go from town to town and tell everybody, nobody makes boots like I make boots? So I go around and do that. I get some money. We have parties. People come out to see me slay these crazy things.
Are they really the best boots?
Oh, God, not that. Whoever pays the most has the best boots. You know what I'm talking about, old man on the floor?
And probably to tap into the youth audience, I'm sure Clatter's helped in terms of his whole cartoon network.
Yeah. Oh, here's the thing, man. There is this untapped world out there of money that people aren't thinking about. Everybody thinks, oh, you got to cater to people 20 to 25 in this world. Man. The youth is where it's at. They've got a lot of money that they want to spend, and that's who I'm connecting with.
Wow. Sorry, I just got myself up off the ground.
How do you feel, man? That was great, right?
I feel terrible. I feel awful. Maybe I'm a little bit too old for your content. Is that possible?
Oh, probably. I'm pretty high octane. I'm pretty exciting. I'm like, if it's liquid, drink it. If it looks like you can eat it, eat it. You look a little frightened, Giant Talking Bear. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, and Arnie, don't talk about my friend that way. There's no maybe about it. You are too old for the content.
I just noticed so many of your followers here, people following you around, are really young.
Oh, yeah. They follow me everywhere, man. I got a lot of them. I get new ones every day, and they just follow me town to town, trying to do what I do, talking like I talk. It is amazing.
He doesn't really do feats, though. He says he does feats, but what he does is he does, like, keg stands and, tries to eat more hot dogs than anybody else, and people come around and watch and throw coins at him, but it's not like what I'm used to.
He gets mad about that because when I don't need him to eat the hot dogs, I don't need him to party, and he gets jealous. He's jealous. All these people who say I'm just a guy with a magic sword are so wrong, because the guy with the magic sword ate 57 hot dogs in 2 minutes.
That'll kill you.
That can't be good. Also, I see a lot of the youth at the bar are wearing your boots, and it seems the brand on them, it says Impressive Feats.
Yeah, I came up with that name myself. Isn't that cool?
I guess it makes everyone feel like they're a knight or they're doing something. I mean, ultimately, it feels like Clatters is doing everything, and you're kind of taking credit for it.
Yeah.
No. See, I take great qualms with that little tiny bear. Clatters, yeah, he'll take care of a giant dragon. I'm the one afterwards when the giant dragon's head is being roasted over a fire who's got the kids bumping, who are finding the knight in them. That's a little catchphrase I like to shout out. Find the knight in you.
Yeah, let's hear some.
We are the knight, they all scream back.
And I got to say, it's hard.
Everyone stop screaming. Everyone stop screaming.
That's right. Turn it up.
It's so old. And I got to say, I do slay the dragons. It's really hard to do because he will let me take over his arm, but he's running away as I'm trying to swing.
Have you ever seen a dragon? These things are huge, man. No
way. I did notice his right arm is much longer than his left, so that must be from you battling onward and he's sort of retreating backwards.
Yeah, he's got sort of a plastic man thing going on with his right arm. It works for us, you know. Also, one of his legs is longer than the other. He doesn't like to talk about it. That's why he kind of walks like he does.
It's a strut, man. It's a strut.
Can we hear a few more of the sort of, I guess you would call them catchphrases or proclamations you make to sort of
entice the dope proclamations I like to shout out. Here's something I came up with to kind of battle little kids who have, you know, self-esteem issues.
You're battling the self-esteem or the kids with...
You're battling
Yeah, he pushes
kids?
Them around. He kicks them. He shoves them.
When I'm around battling little kids with low self-esteem,
makes him feel good.
Okay.
He's a bully.
This is what I say to them. Should have been me. Should have been me. That's the kind of battles I'm trying to fight. This guy's talking about, this town is being harassed by monsters. I'm like, look at those little kids over there not believing in themselves. Let's get rid of
that's
them.
That's it.
And that's the kind of battles I'm looking for.
That's it. You sir are a villain. I have used my magical healing rock to heal myself, and though I have lost a lot of blood, I shan't allow you to continue these evil ways. I challenge you to a bout of fisticuffs.
Do it. Use me.
He's got like a little baby ear growing out of his head. Well, stop shoving me, old man.
I'll shove you all I want.
Oh, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Clatters! To my hands.
Ah! Oh. Ah, back on the
Man.
Normally I would sit back and let this happen and kind of enjoy watching it, but Usur is not immortal anymore, so we can only stab him up to a point.
I've got a point. I'll stab him.
Arnie, why'd you have to say stab up to a point? What are you doing?
Are you hungry, Clatters? Do you want to eat?
Please plunge me in.
So, Sir Diggity, if I'm understanding this correctly, you are a famous knight who goes around and beats up little kids with self-esteem problems, and that is very popular with probably slightly older, like, teenagers who are just like, oh, shit, I can't believe this knight is beating the shit out of little kids.
Oh, the first time I did it, the followers I got was unbelievable. When you get up, you know, I was doing... nice things, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Followers not really coming. The second I found this pack of kids feeling pretty down on themselves and started shoving them around, all of a sudden I'm surrounded by all these new followers. It's pretty powerful.
Mm. Yeah, they all just left their home villages and they trail us around all day. It's kind of annoying, honestly.
Is there any magic going on or is it just pure personality?
Oh, man, I think my personality is my greatest magic.
Ugh. Debatable.
I hate that he crossed his arms and did double peace signs. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's an insult.
I'm glad
places.
You could see that through these heavy gauntlets on my hand. Yeah.
I'm noticing a lot of your followers have like tapestries to sort of promote your feats that are mostly just giant images of your face, like making a weird facial expression. And then sort of on the side, over to the side, it's like you fighting something.
Oh, I've got these great artists who paint my giant face on these things. And, you know, there'll be like a little word bubble next to my face that's like, whoa! And next to the word bubble says, you know, ask me about the time I slayed, you know, whatever the fuck. And it's to bring people in. As we pass through town to town, there's a lot of people who maybe have not heard the name Sir Gawain Diggity. And all of a sudden, through the town comes these giant banners, and people are curious. And they walk up, and they'll want to hear some stories. They find out how cool I am. They find out how boring Clatters is. And suddenly we got another follower. It's how it works, man. I probably could work for you guys. Get more people coming in here and listening to whatever this is.
Should we pivot to tapestries? We are mostly just an audio format.
I saw one of those banners earlier in the town today, and I wondered what it was, and I wondered why are your eyes just slightly bigger than they should be.
That draws people in. This is something I always say, and I think I came up with this, but the eyes are kind of the window to an awesome guy you should listen to. Huh.
I saw one of the tapestries. I'm pretty sure it's a joke. It says that this fall you're going to fight Psych Tyson.
Yes!
The strongest mentalist in all of Thune? That's a joke, right? That guy.
Thank you for bringing that up.
He's going to get so killed, you all. He's going to get fucking destroyed. He totally will.
Absolutely not. That guy plays mind games, and I've got a magic sword. He does not stand a chance. I hope everybody comes out to see this. It's going to be absolutely spectacular, and it's going to be sponsored by Choice. High energy mead for these high energy times.
Wait, Clatters, you said that guy's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Who? Which one?
Sir Diggity's going to get killed.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna have to be picked up by somebody else, or I don't know what they're gonna do. Try to melt me down. I have no defense if I don't have an arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever considered trying to sabotage Sir Diggity? Because whoever picks you up has.
Oh, he's far too noble. Far too noble to do that, right?
You know, Clatters. It's just you don't do that. You don't take your own owner's life.
I see.
So, I mean, has it crossed my mind? Yes, 50 times a day, every day of the week. Could I just get away with this? But then, what are the other swords going to say?
Yeah. Yeah. Mystic Swords Code.
Yeah, Arnie, there's a few sort of, hard rules in Foon. You don't tug on Psych Tyson's cape. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much number one. You don't cast a spell into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll come back at you. And then third, I believe, is you don't stab your owner if you're a sword.
No, that'd be bad, bad.
Yeah.
It
doesn't really rhyme, but those are the three rules. We should have rhyming rules, Usador.
What?
Oh, here, I'll pour some more choice on you. The screams make you know it's working.
Look at that, man. My tapestry guy's drawing a big old tapestry. You just became a story, my man. The day I beat up this old wrinkly man.
Why does the tapestry say, "Watch me shit on this wizard"?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Sometimes I get suggestions. Oh, boy.
Now you gotta do it.
Thank God I just ate 57 hot dogs in the town square. Hold on a second.
You just did that?
Yeah. He's got a terrible stomach, too.
Oh. All right, hold on. How do I get these
elastic band armor? How are you taking that off so quick? What is this?
Oh, you gotta make it elastic. You know how quick you go through armor when you're a guy like me? When you're partying as hard as I am, oh my goodness, you go through armor quick.
Are these like pajama pants that are just like armor coloring?
Yeah, I gave him actual armor and he took it off within the first 15 minutes and he got pajama bottoms on.
I just found out as I kept doing these great feats of eating that my armor quickly became too tight to wear. And it is hard. You walk around like a big old sausage in a can. It hurts. Oh, okay.
Well, you sir, don't worry. Arnie and I won't let this happen. Arnie, come over here.
Sure. Yeah. What's going on,
Come up with a plan to stop him from shooting on you, Sindor.
Stop crawling away.
We'll come up with something here. Hopefully, there's nothing going on behind us that we're not
paying attention
to.
Get over here.
I shan't allow myself to be shat upon, even while Arnie and Chunt are distracted. No, for I am Usador, one of the great wizards of the great wizardly order, the only one left with any sort of integrity. And
if you keep moving, I'm going to miss.
Don't shit
squirming.
While you're walking. What if you shit and then just put it on him after? Can you do that?
Who wants me to dump on this old lump? Woo!
No. I am known to the defecators of Foon as James Sphincter. And you don't mess around with Jim.
Who thinks it's okay if he shits on the floor and then just kind of rubs it on him later?
Now, you gotta shit on him.
I gotta be honest. All these people watching kind of dried me up.
John, it's nice to take this long to think,
Truly. I feel like we never get a breather. This is nice. Yeah. Do you want a drink?
No, yeah. What were we thinking? That's the thing. I can't remember what we were trying to think about.
Good luck shitting on me when I have shat upon myself.
Oh, Usador's telling one of his weird stories.
You blew it. Now everybody's booing. Oh, wow.
I am victorious once again.
Now can I stab him?
You don't want to eat that. It's covered in shit.
I'm sure you could find an open piece of flesh somewhere. It's right on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Sir Gawain Diggity and the Mystic Sword of Khaldu were played by special guests Brendan Jennings and Mark Ratterman. Check out their Hollywood satire podcast, Get It to the Dutch, A Screenwriter's Journey, on iHeartMedia, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Bill Johnson, Fen Shegwe, Marty the Fish Zimmerman, Cal Drogo, Spitz Whitsley, Bill the Mustache Henderson, Fork Morganson, Old Buttery Bimbo, but I'm kidding, none of these are real. I'll save the long list of Patreon supporters for the Mysterious Man to get back to next week. That said, patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Most importantly, you get a lot more of your old pal Craig over on the Patreon. Honestly, that's reason enough to sign up. In fact, go sign up right now so I can see some kind of Craig bump in the metrics. Prove to the powers that be that nothing moves the needle like more Craig. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arne Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Benji K. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. See you next time, folks, or on the Patreon feed.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.